رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين.
Indeed it does. And if you patiently persevere and guard against evil, and they, the enemies, come upon you suddenly and in hot haste of theirs, your Lord will reinforce you with 5,000 swooping and havoc-making angels. This verse was revealed to the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and it relates to the aftermath of the Battle of Uhud, in which the Muslims took heavy losses. As they were returning to Mecca, the polytheists realized that they should have finished off the Muslims by attacking the city of Medina, and if possible, killing the Prophet. Thus, they would have been able to do away with this new religion and the Muslims once and for all. The Meccan army commanders gave the order to turn back and proceed towards Medina. The Muslims, who had lost many people in the battle and had countless who had been injured, were definitely in no position to defend themselves in another battle. However, the polytheists had both strength and numbers and the adrenaline to make the attack all the more lethal. When the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, received the notice that the polytheists were coming back, he ordered the Muslims, including Imam Ali, peace be upon him, who at this point had over 60 injuries on his body from the Battle of Uhud, to get ready for a second stage of the battle. The Meccans were informed about the Muslims' stand and were shocked at this news, and thought that perhaps there were others from neighboring cities and tribes who are going to be assisting the Muslims, and that they may end up losing this stage of the war. Thus, they decided that it would be best to return back to Mecca and rejoice in their victory, rather than risk a loss of lives and morale. However, the traits which Allah emphasizes in this verse, which we need to keep in mind in our daily battles in life, and which will help us overcome our adversaries, and even result in hidden support from the Most High, are two traits that are easy to speak about, but difficult to attain and maintain. Point number one is sabr, patience, fortitude, and perseverance. Point number two is taqwa, the consciousness and awareness of Allah at all times. If we can maintain these traits in our lives and continuously build upon them, then we will have success in our daily lives. And just like Allah promised the Prophet and the early companions that He will provide hidden assistance, that we too can be the recipients of such support from Him and the guardian angels that He has appointed to look after us. Point of reflection. Many times we fail to succeed due to previous setbacks which may drain our spiritual energies and leaving us feeling depressed. However, we need to pick up ourselves and move forward with life. And we must build our sabr, the fortitude and perseverance to deal with adversities, and strengthen our taqwa by realizing that Allah is ever present and will support us if we take the first step.